The Gamer's Haven Snippets Mini Reviews. A quick look at some of the games we play, be it card games, board games, or role playing games. Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Okay, once again, here I am reviewing something else of Pathfinder's, which happens to be the Pathfinder Freeport Companion. Once again, I'm going to probably be raving about it because, let's face it, I'm Pathfinder's little whore. They basically have written on their bathroom stall, "Call Andre for a good time." Now, if you're looking for to get a quick short summary, I recommend you skip towards the end because I'm pretty long-winded. Alright, so, I've had a long love affair with Freeport, a giant pirate, happy, home of desperate sea scourges and prostitutes campaign setting. I've always loved it, but I've never been able to run it or play it because of horrible people like Nathan and Ethan. Well, basically just that horrible group of people. And all my friends. They're all horrible people, too. No one loves me. Right, so, going down the laundry list, as I like to do, because laundry lists are fantastic. Chapter 1 is basically races. They introduce a few new races and a few other crazy, wacky things you can do that are specific to Freeport. Or not, you could always steal them and bastardize them for your own world, which is what I plan to do. Chapter 2 is all about classes. Classes that I am finally glad to see. For example, Assassin. A class that I've been dying to see because the Prestige class is really dumb. Corsairs, because let's face it, when you're playing a pirate game, you want to be a pirate. Monster Hunters, Nobles, and Survivor. You go, what? Survivor? Yes. That poor, horrible person who gets stuck in every terrible situation where they don't ever do anything except survive. These wonderful people who wind up in the same dragon's lair that your PCs are going through, you don't know why, but they manage to survive. And that's what the Survivor class is. You get DR, you get evasion, you get your entire job is to survive, which is one of the things I love. And of course they introduce an NPC class, the Cultist. All of those can be wonderfully bastardized and used in your own world, or if you plan on running a pirate game, this is definitely what you want to do. Chapter 3 is all about supplemental rules that are kind of specific to Freeport. They have skills and feats, and of course Insanity and Madness, because let's face it, we want to drive our players insane. Now, the skills and feats are a bit limited, but the thing is you can easily adapt those to your own world. Instead of saying you must be from this part of Freeport in order to qualify for the feat, you just say you happen to be from the West Coast, so therefore you're good at stealing people's left boot. Then you have Chapter 4, which is more goods and gear, because let's face it, every time we have to make a book, we have to have more goods and gear, because we want more miscellaneous crap to stick and stuff, and more alchemical goods to smear onto our face and run headlong into battle. As I had said in the Advanced Player's Guide, yes, there's more magic items, and yes, more spells, yes, there's a ton of them, and no, I'm not reading them all. They introduce some interesting artifacts, and perhaps one of the biggest things I also like is their magic places. Places that are actually just innately magical and kind of fun to hang out at. They also introduce, in Chapter 6, more prestige classes. For example, the crime boss, because let's face it, we all want to be pimps. Musketeers, mystic navigators, sea dogs, and witch hunters. Once again, these prestige classes are fun, but supplemental. Because, let's face it, a level 20 fighter is terrifying. But level 20 musketeer could be interesting as well. Chapter 7 is the first time we actually get really specific into only Freeport, something that can't really be adapted other than just taking them and sticking them in a different town and changing some of their background story. It has common characters and notable characters, four common characters being, you know, standard guy walking down the street who you might encounter, and the notable characters of evil overlord mastermind who also happens to be a nice, friendly noble on the surface. These are interesting and colorful characters, which I think would be great fun. They include a small bestiary of random monsters that you might want to include in your world, because, let's face it, a monster who comes up the outhouse and attempts to eat your player's butt is hilarious. Then you also have an appendix, which is kind of a module series, which I think is fun, and it's easily adaptable. It gives you wonderful maps, wonderful characters, and things that you can use. But it is a module series. So, this one being a bit shorter, quicker, and more to the point than my previous long-winded rambles, would I recommend Freeport Companion? Well, that depends on what you're looking for. The classes, I think, make it worthwhile for almost anyone who's going to be doing, well, basically anything. But if you are running a high seas campaign, I would recommend this wholeheartedly. While it is set in Freeport, this is basically all about how to be a high seas character and have fun, random shenanigans. One of the other things that I love about this is they have a quick summary, short and to the point, of assassinations. One of the things that I always get whined at by my players is they're like, well, I want to go do an assassination mission, but I don't want to take time out of my game to go do that. It's now boiled down to a quick D20 roll with some modifiers. You say, well, that kind of takes all the fun out of it. Well, it's for characters who have assassinations as kind of a backstory and a side thing rather than being the main plot. Because let's face it, if assassinating people is your only job, then you're probably playing a one-on-one, or it takes a hell of a long time to plan out each session, because you have to figure out what the ins and outs of each building are. Do you plan on running a landlocked game? I wouldn't necessarily recommend this for you, because a lot of the skills, feats, spells, magic items, campaign series, all of that is kind of built towards a more seaside game. But, you know, for example, the noble, survivor, and monster hunter might still be applicable for you. So, what do I think? I think you should buy this book, because, as I said, I'm a whore for Pathfinder, and I think this is wonderful stuff that you can easily adapt to your world, and it's green Roman, so you know it's even better than just Pathfinder. It's like the two of them got together, stuck their masterminds in one room, and said, produce something! They now have rules for firearms, which I am grateful for, because eventually I'm going to be running a game much like this, and they have a giant list of drugs and poison. Because let's face it, we all want to get our players hooked on drugs. This is also good for something for players, not just GMs. I usually speak from a GM standpoint because, let's face it, I only ever get to GM. But these players will love this too because of the wonderful feats, wonderful skills, and possibilities for their characters. So, the overall recommendation is buy this. Call me for a good time.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.